More than 100 state and local officials gathered for the center's pre-opening open house on Tuesday. Walt Summers is the facility's warden.
Gaston Reentry Center is a 432-bed correctional facility that will house community, minimum, and medium custody inmates. All of the inmates housed here will be within 36 months of release, and they will all come from the northern part of the state of Florida, specifically from Taylor County to Escambia County.
The center sits on nearly 50 acres of land behind the Pat Thomas Law Enforcement Academy. It's so close that the sound of squealing tires from the Academy's high-speed police pursuit training course is clearly audible outside the compound. The center has been a long time coming. Sam Culpepper, director of this region's institutions for the Florida Department of Corrections, says the concept dates back to the man who headed up corrections in the year 2008.
Secretary McNeil came into office, and he was the first person that I really heard put an emphasis on reducing recidivism.
Walt McNeil now works right up the road from the Pat Thomas Center as Quincy's police chief. He was at the open house, as was one of his DOC successors, Ken Tucker. The current secretary, Michael Cruz, was one of the speakers.
We've said all along that our hope is that this reentry center is going to be the benchmark, and it's going to be the flagship, and we're going to learn an awful lot about what we need to be doing in the area of reentry centers. Well, hopefully, very soon, we get to open the other two centers that we have around the state.
Whether or not that happens quickly, years down the road, or maybe not at all, depends, of course, on the Florida legislature, which shells out the money. The Gadsden Center itself remained vacant for more than a year after its construction because lawmakers hadn't set aside the funds to open the facility. The center certainly has some legislative friends, though. One, not surprisingly, is Democratic Representative Alan Williams, whose district includes Gadsden County. He also likes the economic development aspect of the center in a county with a fairly high jobless rate.
Because we knew the importance of not only making sure that men and women were better off, but that we were providing a stable income for families in our community where we don't have the bustling industry that Orlando and Miami and Jacksonville and other parts of the state have.
When fully up and running, the Gadsden Reentry Center will employ nearly 100 people. The center also has a friend in the powerful chair of the Judiciary Committee of the Florida House, Republican Representative Dennis Baxley, who drove all the way from his hometown of Ocala to be part of the open house festivities.
We've talked about it at the legislature, you know, that we're not just the Department of Incarceration. We're the Department of Correction, and we want to set things in a new direction. And I think this is a wonderful effort.
The $17 million Gadsden Reentry Center will see its first residents the first part of the new year. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.